Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, Fox Sports 1 producer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. But first, we are going to stick with the NFL, of course, on a football Friday. And bad news last weekend. Odell Beckham Jr., one of the most exciting or more exciting players in the league, suffers a season-ending knee injury, a torn ACL. And the Browns went on to beat the Bengals, which is no big whoop. Obviously, the Bengals aren't a good team. But Baker Mayfield throws 5 touchdowns. And the fact of the matter is this. Baker Mayfield's numbers without Odell Beckham Jr. on the field are really, really good and much better than they are with Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. And some people are beginning to say, some ex-players, myself, others, media members, that the Browns, I have not heard anybody, and I'm certainly not downplaying or belittling Odell Beckham Jr.'s talent. He is, bar none, the best wide receiver on the Cleveland Browns, period, the end. And he's one of the most talented receivers in the league, hadn't been able to stay healthy, hadn't lived up to his potential the last few years, but nobody in their right mind disputes his talent and potential. But anyway, people are wondering, are the Browns better, you know, without him? And Baker Mayfield was asked that. Here's what he said.
I think it's just completely insensitive to a guy that just tore his ACL. So I'm not even going to comment on it. You never want to lose guys. And that's where I'm going to leave that one.
I'll say this, Rob. I get where Baker Mayfield's coming from a human level and as a friend. You know, he's friends with OBJ. And on a human level, a guy just suffered a season-ending knee injury. Yeah. It's a bit insensitive to talk about, man, maybe they're better without him. But this is real life. And insensitive things happen all the time. If you and I were to walk in here Monday to our show and they tell us we're fired, that would be insensitive.
Wait a minute.
But it would be life.
And it's happened many times for me already. So I'm
many?
In there. Well, I've been fired a couple times, yeah. On the radio? Radio, you get fired. I remember, do you remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
Yes,
with
the red glasses.
She had a talk show with the red glasses.
Yes, yes.
She was fired 17 times in radio before she broke through and had her TV show. 17.
Wow.
And when
17?
I say that, Chris, I'm, of course, being, you know, when they change the format or whatever, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially you get fired.
Right.
So I'm just saying, yes, I've been on that road before.
You think that's where we're headed?
I didn't say that. I did not say that. When
maybe
they start
3
doing
decades
some things, they'll let
now.
Us know. You know, they'll trust me. We'll know it's coming way before it happens.
You're fired.
But you get what I'm saying, Rob. When you bench a player, it was insensitive to bench Tyrod Taylor. Did he get benched because of an injury? To Baker Mayfield? You know, Tyrod got hurt. Baker
right.
came in, played well. That was insensitive to Tyrod. And it happens all the time. And so I get it from a human level for Baker, but this is the real world. And insensitive, whenever somebody's fired, whenever somebody's cut, you know, that guy needs the money. He's got a family to feed, but you cut him.
You know what would have been the better answer, of course, is no. He's a world-class athlete, one of the greatest receivers, blah, 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 blah. I don't care what the numbers say on a piece of paper. Right. We're not better without him. And I would have left it at that, Chris. I just would have said, I don't know.
Or
challenge the numbers. Well, who did we beat in those games? Or you know what I mean? Or maybe I didn't get him the ball. If he's not good with me, then you know what? That means I'm not that good, right? That's what I would say. I would just put the onus all on me. It's not like Baker's had this unbelievable success. I mean, the idea that he's way better without what? Really? They only won 6 games or whatever it was a year ago. So I don't know. I think I would have handled it differently. He handled it in his way, and I don't have, you know, that's what he wanted to do, Chris, and say it was insensitive. I just would have said that's preposterous. I will always be better with a player of that caliber on the field than not. That's what I would say.
And you look, like I said, on a human level, on a friendship level, totally get where he's coming from. But you're right. A lot of people's instinct would have been, oh, come on. This dude's one of the best receivers in the league. Are you kidding me? There's no way we're better without him. You know, a lot of people would have just gone there. It's interesting that Baker didn't go that route.
That's what yeah.
You know? I mean, but here's what the numbers say, and Baker's probably seen the numbers, Rob. And I don't know if he thinks they're better without OBJ, but I bet you he's seen these numbers, and that may be why, instead of just coming out. Because if he didn't know about these numbers, or if he, you know, he may just sense it. He knows he threw an interception when OBJ was on
because,
the field.
Because even when you use
five
the term
TDs without it.
Insensitive, you're saying, I know what the numbers are, and I don't want to make him feel bad. That's what insensitive is,
probably true, but, you know, who said you don't say that
I
right now.
I can't say that. The guy just got hurt. Right. It would be insensitive to bring these numbers up. That's what that sounds like to me.
Yep. That's a great point. Now, here are the numbers, Rob, and they're hard to deny. All right, Baker Mayfield's passer rating with OBJ on the field, 79.6. Without OBJ on the field, 116.6. That's basically 40 points almost. Baker has been far more accurate, touchdown interception ratios much better without OBJ than it is with him. And he's actually had a real nice connection with Rashard Higgins, who's obviously basically an unknown. And that goes over the last two seasons. It's a few things that work here. First, let me get to Jarvis Landry, and that's OBJ's boy, of course. He said, no, they're not better. That's not true at all. He said their offense, a lot of their offense has been solely based on having Odell on the field. So that, you know, Odell opens up things for other players and so on and so forth. The problem with that is that, like we said, Baker's passer rating and every other stat virtually is far better when OBJ's off the field. So it's not like Baker's lighting it up with OBJ on the field when he doesn't throw him the ball because other guys are wide open and this and that. No. It's just not working out when OBJ's on the field. But Rashard Higgins, he and Baker have a nice little chemistry. And you wonder, Rob, could this be similar? Remember, Baker's not as good as Carson Wentz. At least he hasn't shown that to date. But Carson Wentz played great with the no-names. And when he had, you know, his DeSean Jackson and Nelson Aguilar and these guys with these names, you know, there was rumblings. He doesn't have control of the locker room or, you know, some guys don't like him. They weren't doing as well. And you wonder if that's a similar situation. I said this. I think Baker feels pressure to get the ball to OBJ. He's such a strong personality. He's making noise all the time. He's complaining on the sideline when they don't win. I think that is why Baker does better without OBJ, because he's not forcing the ball to him. He's just throwing it to whoever's open.
See, I think it has more to do with the who's the guy, the other receiver you mentioned, who he has a nice
Rashard Higgins.
Yeah, maybe that's because he's open because of the other two guys, and it's easier for Baker to get him the ball.
But I mean, this is when OBJ's hurt, like not playing.
Oh, not in.
And,
okay.
And Higgins fills in.
I thought
it meant
when he was out there. So who does he?
They're not doing better. Like the notion that OBJ is defenses are changing. Obviously, you got to pay attention to him. And
well,
yeah,
I'm just saying, right?
He's going to take
other
up
guys
some
can
attention.
Be open because they right. have guys who are big time and name receivers. But I still think, if anything, like I said, and I'll use the example, and I know he's not Tom Brady, and OBJ or isn't Randy Moss, but when Tom was given a receiver of that caliber, you're supposed to be able as a good quarterback. You know, utilize that. Everybody right. knew Randy Moss was on the field. Was he single covered, Chris? Or did they not pay attention to Randy Moss? Yes, they did.
Good point.
And he still caught it. Like, whenever I hear a number one receiver talk about, oh, I'm double covered. Yes. Yes, you are double covered.
They all are.
They
right.
all are.
Right.
That ain't new.
Like when Antonio Brown was opening things up for Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes.
Antonio still got his. It wasn't
right.
like he had a horrible year. He still played well. No, that's absolutely the case. And number one receivers can get it. Look what DeAndre Hopkins has done for Kyler Murray. I mean, look how much he's helped Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray's utilized him. So,
that's
no
what I'm
question
saying. That's
about
why
that.
I think it's on Baker when you talk about his numbers not being great with OBJ. I think that's a reflection on the quarterback more than anything. OBJ can't throw himself the ball, Chris.
I think I'm not going to exonerate OBJ as great as he is. I mean, I think it would be on both of them. But I do – my theory, Rob, I stand by it. I think that Bakerfield, whether he's a little bit intimidated by OBJ, you know, everybody seems to love OBJ in the locker room. You know, he obviously, you know, makes it known that he wants the ball, that we're not winning, so I got to turn over this Gatorade tank on the sideline or whatever. I just think that if you're not a strong enough leader, and OBJ, I think, is a stronger personality than Baker. Baker seems to have a fairly strong personality, but not like OBJ. I think he feels like, I just kind of got to get this dude the ball. I got to impress him. You know, I got to, you know, get him to rock. And I think that takes away from him just playing off his instincts and kind of doing what comes natural. We'll see. I mean, maybe Baker will stink it up the rest of the season without OBJ. They got the Raiders this week. Yeah, that's going to be a good game. That's one of our pigskin pickoffs. That's a tough one. But, you know, we'll see. This is definitely something to watch, though. I think all you guys out there, watch Baker Mayfield. You know, this is not something where it's like, oh, wow, he lost his best receiver. He's got no chance. No, he's still under the microscope. He's still in a situation where I think Cleveland and Kevin Stefanski is still looking at him and saying, all right, what's he going to do? He was still the number one pick in the draft. They still got plenty of weapons, running backs and receivers. So no excuse for Baker not to get it done. I, for one, am excited to see what he does without OBJ. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. Is Baker Mayfield correct when he says it's insensitive to suggest that the Browns are better without OBJ? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Money! It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday, and it's October. And what does that mean? Well, it's Geico-ween, of course. Don't be spooked by high rates on car insurance. Geico's brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you could save. Get a quote today on geico.com, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What'd you think of Baker's quote about people being insensitive to OBJ?
All right, let's kick it off with Keith in Vegas, where I'm going. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, I want to take you back a few years, and then we'll go from there. But Bradshaw, Swan, Stalwart. Swan was supposedly the number one receiver.
Right.
Stalwart gets targeted 9 times, Swan twice. Swan comes back into the practice the following week and says, throw me the damn ball. Bradshaw told him, you get open, I'll throw you the ball. And I'm going to Blinnikoff, Branch, same way. And I'm going to change it to a point guard. Are you supposed to keep feeding your big man, even though you got a guy that could snipe 3-pointers? He's wide open. Let's just keep feeding the big man. He'll catch it eventually. He'll slam it eventually. Where you could have 6 points here, or just get. No, I have nothing bad to say about it. You got to spread the ball around. First of all, this isn't a me league. This is more of a team league than any other sport.
And just get it to open man. Yeah, I agree. Get it to the open man.
Yep. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. How about Steve in Montana? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, man. Pleasure to be on.
Thank you.
So good to have you.
I heard the question, and philosophically, I think Baker Mayfield's got a tough job in the NFL playing quarterback. He doesn't need to get more pressure from his wide receiver. I would take you back, like the last caller, to Chris Carter with the Vikings. He had his problems in Philadelphia, but he went to the Vikings, and he just acted like a professional from then on, you know? And he got the ball when he got open, like Terry Bradshaw said. And he was a professional. You don't need to be put under more pressure by your wide receiver. If you go back as quarterback in the pocket and you're thinking, I got to get the ball to OBJ.
Right.
You're not playing by instinct. You're playing under additional pressure that you don't need. So I think Odell is a great receiver. He's a great ball player. He just needs to be a team guy, professional, and let his quarterback get the ball to him when he's open.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Brandon in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
As soon as I heard this quote, I don't know if insensitive is the way that I would put it. That's kind of an interesting way. As soon as I heard it, I immediately thought about T.O. when he was at the mic talking about Tony Romo. I feel like he's going to tear up and that's talk about, you know, oh, that's right. My wide receiver. That's immediately what I thought about. But in all seriousness, most of the time, I would not say that they're going to be better without him. That's just a kind of a crazy notion. He's just such a great player. But because they have so much talent around him still, they have guys that can still get open. So with this team, they're going to be able to keep the ball rolling just because they can still have guys that get open. They still have guys that can catch the ball. I mean, we saw it last week against the Bengals. Donovan, you know, I don't know what the guy's first name is, but Peoples-Jones, he makes a game-clinching catch.
That was a great throw and catch. That was a great play.
Exactly.
What do you think about the notion of Baker feeling pressured to get OBJ the ball?
Well, I think all that stuff is kind of self-imposed pressure. I don't feel like OBJ goes over there and tells Baker, I need the ball. I feel like he just has a presence to where when he walks in the room, you know we got to get this guy the ball. So I don't think that's something that he imposes on other people. I think that's something that's kind of more self-imposed more than anything else.
I don't think he says it directly. I just think his actions, though.
I think you look at him and you know he's a stud. You know what I mean? And it's like, what kind of quarterback am I? I'm not feeding that guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that it's like that. I don't think he goes over there and bangs on his locker and says,
no,
I need the ball. Throw me the ball, you idiot. What's going on? You suck. You're worse than Eli Manning, minus the Super Bowls. All right. I got carried away. Mark in Virginia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hi, guys. Good talking to you again.
Yes, sir.
Real quick now, I think we're nitpicking on what what Baker said, and I won't even get into that. But let me give you a little background on Higgins and Mayfield. They were rookies together on a second team, bonded really well, and that's why when they both got to the ones, it seems like he goes after Higgins more and more. More importantly, though, Landry's the best receiver on the team for two reasons. One, he makes the incredible catches when they need it in traffic, and two, he has separation. You look, and I guess you guys aren't watching the film, OBJ is losing the separation battle. The Baltimore shuts him down with Humphrey. You got to get OBJ in. Moving.
So against Dallas, when he had the three touchdowns, what was that? Was that an aberration?
That was a good performance.
Okay.
So I'm letting you know the best receiver on the team is. You look at the statistics for Landry, and you tell me tomorrow who's the best receiver on the team. I'm telling you, he's always there. He's not hurt, and he's getting separation.
Even Jarvis Landry says Odell's the best receiver on the team.
He's going to
just being
that,
nice.
You know. It's like my wife's the prettiest woman in the world, right? And she probably is, you know?
Yeah, but you better clean this up.
She just walked into my man cave and got a refrigerator, so that's good timing. But
hey, you know what? You better say that. Don't forget
that's
she's
right.
cooking dinner tonight. Appreciate the call.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Like I said, trolling and rolling with Martin Weiss coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right. It's trolling or rolling. But you know what? Before I explain the rules, I got to tell you guys a quick story. I've been apartment hunting the last few days, and I was in and out of my car, and I could have sworn I heard you, Christopher Broussard, say that you would prefer Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson to start a team with?
Yes. I did.
Well, look at that.
No, wait a minute.
Today. It's not Friday 13th.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Moon?
Martin, I'm glad you brought this up.
I gave you props, Martin. I said, look, he's not going to be the MVP.
No.
But
no,
I gave
wait
you a
minute,
little
Chris.
Love because he's having a good year. Great
Don't
year.
Let Martin off the hook. Here we go. You said this, Chris Broussard, yesterday. Kyler Murray's on pace to have better numbers than Lamar Jackson, who
right.
won unanimously as MVP. Martin Weiss, here's your chance. We already know the numbers and how well they're playing. You have a chance to make this bet again. Do you want to take it?
This is a terrible bet, Rob.
All right, forget it. All right, that's not. Let's move
Rob
on.
Rob G.
No
do
heart.
Me a
no,
favor.
I thought you were going to come on this show with your chest out.
Yes.
You know, braggadocious. That's right.
You guys
poo-pooed
me.
I told y'all eight weeks ago, you laughed at me, you mocked me. I thought you had it in you, Mark.
Right now on Kyler for MVP, I'll take that bet. Vegas odds. Rob G, look
I'm
him up.
I'm trolling you, Martin.
I thought
whatever
you had
the
it.
Odds
hey,
are,
hey,
I'll take
hey,
that
Martin,
bet.
Martin, you know how the iCouple gets down.
That's right.
You can't come half
You're getting down wrong. This is why, maybe that's why it's the odd, not the even couple, because this even don't make no sense. Anyway, I'm trolling this.
Vegas odds 16-1 on Kyler. 16-1 right now.
16-1 Kyler. And these guys want me to take a 3-1 bet on a 16-1 odd. Rob, I'm losing my chance to win
four
pair of Jordans. And we've already seen like what he's done. I mean, Chris says he's on a better pace. Why don't you take that?
Because
he's scared,
I get
Rob,
literally
he's scared.
Four times
there,
the odds.
There's
in
one
Vegas.
Explanation.
Every time
right.
you guys
scared.
Challenge me this, I go put 100 more in Vegas on Kyler. I'm looking to pay my whole 2021
yeah, okay.
rent
All
off
right.
of Kyler
let's,
Murray
let's,
and his
we,
MVP
we,
campaign.
We put you in your place. Now go ahead. Let's go.
All right, now, the Lakers won the championship, but Danny Green caught a lot of hate, including from our producer, Rob G., for the way he shot in the bubble. Well, Danny Green doesn't care what you have to say, Rob. He said, quote, you're not my boss, you're not my coach, and I'm not going to apologize for missing any shots. I'll apologize to my teammates, but I don't owe you anything. Rob, are you trolling or rolling a defiant Danny Green?
I'm trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
Then why even address it? Why even go there like you got to tell people, I'm not going to apologize to you? I wouldn't even accept it. I wouldn't even entertain the conversation. You won the trophy. You were wearing a Lakers uniform, thank God. Maybe you didn't make a lot of shots, but you shouldn't have to defend yourself. You were on the team. There were guys who didn't play at all, were sitting at the end of the bench, and they get a trophy, or they get a ring, and they get a championship check. Just leave it alone. You don't have to defend yourself.
I'm rolling with
you. They see me rolling.
That's right, Danny. You don't have anything to say to these haters. Danny Green has 3 championships. Danny Green's won titles the last 2 years with 2 different squads. Danny Green, as a 46th pick in the NBA draft, is darn near a household name because he does one thing and he does it well. Win, baby. He can say whatever he wants.
A household name.
Anybody that follows basketball knows Danny Green.
Yeah, the guy who missed all those shots. The wide open shot.
Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. So, AB to Tampa Bay is official. But the Buccaneers already have a ton of wide receivers. Even if Brady likes Brown better, it may be hard for him to see the field. Bruce Arians suggested today that AB could go back to a role he hasn't played in years, punt returner. Chris, trolling or rolling, AB will be happy returning punts and kicks.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Look, AB should have been humbled. He should be motivated. Now, it's not like he's only going to return punts and kicks. He's going to get on the field as a receiver. Remember, Chris Godwin is out. And so, believe you me, AB is going to see the field as a pass catcher, and he's going to do plenty of damage. But, yeah, in his spare time, he'll return kicks, too, and I think he'll like it.
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
The only guys who return kicks are guys who can't catch. If you're that kind of guy and you can catch the football, they're not going to put you out there where you could be hurt and damaged and get a broken hand or leg or whatever. So those are why those guys become punt returners. And most of the time, the best receivers never I'm talking about the best receivers.
Tyreek Hill is a top receiver in the league.
He ain't no best receiver.
Really? He's all pro?
No, he ain't no best receiver.
I put it like this. Tyreek Hill is more of a household name than Danny Green is.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm talking about, you ain't seen no great receiver like no Antonio Brown. Returning kicks. I don't see that at all.
Trolling and rolling on Fox Sports Radio. So it's been 2 years since Jesse Pierre-Paul was traded to the Buccaneers, but there's still no love lost for the Giants. He said this game on Sunday means something special to him, but he's excited because his old pal Eli isn't there anymore. He said, quote, Eli's not there no more, so I won't have to pick him up and say, hey, man, you good? Now I'm coming for their necks. Rob, trolling or rolling, the Giants will upset the Buccaneers this weekend.
I can't even look at this with a straight face. Really? The Giants who can't score? I mean, I think I tried to bet this game, and they took it off the board in Vegas. I think that somebody loaded up and backed the truck up with $10 million on the Bucs in this game. And, no, I am definitely trolling this. There will be no upset.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, there's only one answer to this, and that's trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, come on. Come on. That's all I got to say. Come on. The Giants are horrible. Giants lost to the freaking Cowboys.
In four of their 5 games, they haven't even scored a touchdown. And like
JPP said he's coming for next. Daniel Jones is a turnover machine. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Tom Brady doesn't like to get
in. JPP coming for something. Yeah, he's going to break some necks.
All right, Mr. Martin
Weiss. All right, Martin Weiss. I thought you had it in you, man.
Hey, Rob G, I want you to do me a favor. Keep accounting. Try your best to keep like a track of Kyler's MVP odds. And when they get down to 10 to 1, explain what to what 10 to 1 is to Rob and Chris.
We
and
know
then
what
I'll take
it is. We know what it is, Martin. You're not going to get any damn Vegas odds on the radio. We're asking you as a man who stuck your chest out for Kyler Murray to own up. You should just right. you feel good about
that's
it.
That's right.
You should just be a pair of drives. Should be good.
That's right, Martin.
That's right. Stop
you
all
were talking
that.
All this mess. Vegas. Until we stepped into the classroom.
Exactly.
You're talking to everybody. You're bragging about your this and that. We walk in the door and you shrivel up like a little pansy.
A little.
That's
a little.
What you did.
You know what
we gave you your chance.
Was a slug.
You didn't have it in you.
He was a slug. We put salt on his back and then that was it.
You didn't have it in you, man. Just face it.
Hey, I know you guys were sick when Russell Wilson threw that third interception in overtime. I know you, both of you were like, damn.
Why?
Because Kyler was going
to
win that game.
All I know is you had a chance
to
get four Jordans and you blew it.
Yep.
That's our man, Martin Weiss. Go man up
and
come back next week, Martin.
And when you go find your new apartment, I'll tell you one thing that won't be in the closet when you open the door. Four pair of Jordans.
All right, brother. Peace. More iCover coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
DJ Alex Tyson always tells me, let it breathe. Let it breathe. Let it breathe! Money! It's the iCouple on a Funky Flashback Friday coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are having a lot of fun as we usher you into the weekend. A lot of great football going on. Even so, people can't help but talk about the future. You know, we're always in the present, but also in the future. Heck, always in the past, too. With our GOAT conversations and everything. So we talk it all. And friend of ours, Rob, I haven't talked to him in a while, but used to be a colleague at FS1. Now he's at The Athletic. Former NFL GM Mike Lombardi does a great column there about the NFL. But he wrote that he thinks, Rob, Trevor Lawrence should use his leverage to dictate which team drafts it. That's what he said. And he said that Lawrence is different from just the best quarterback in his draft class. Lawrence is a potential Hall of Famer. He said Lawrence is so good that as soon as he steps in the league, he's got the ability to change a team. And he said there's only five quarterbacks in the last 50 years who have met that criteria for him. Kind of interesting names. Terry Bradshaw, who, let's face it,
really?
Had trouble beating out Joe Gillum in Pittsburgh. If that Gillum was black. And Bradshaw was one of my favorite quarterbacks ever. I was a huge Steelers fan at that time. But had there not been the prejudice against black quarterbacks at that time,
he might have been the quarterback.
Right. I mean,
absolutely.
Really. That's real. All right. John Elway. Okay. Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. And he throws Trevor Lawrence into there. Here's my thing, Rob. I don't care how good the quarterback is. He needs help. And I guess, is that what Lombardi's saying? He's not going to get help with the Jets? Well, if he puts what he should do, rather than use the pressure, your leverage to leave the Jets, you should use your leverage to tell them, look, get your house in order. You're 0-7. The players don't like the coach. Get your house in order. That's all I'm saying. And then they should get their house in order.
Funny, when Tim Duncan went to the was drafted by the San Antonio Spurs, where were they, Chris? How good were
well,
they?
Well, remember they had David Robinson.
No,
Robinson,
I'm just asking,
they sat him out that year. They were good, though. They were bad that year because they kept Robinson out.
No, I understand that. When Larry Bird went to the Celtics, where were they? I'm just
29
asking.
Wins.
Okay, they were bad. This whole thing of trying to manipulate.
Cleveland was horrible when LeBron went there.
Just to try to manipulate everything and stack the deck in your favor. If that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. But it's not the kind of guy I would fall over to go get. I just wouldn't if he's so concerned that if it's not perfect. So what if you go get the perfect coach, Chris, or you go get the perfect general manager, or you go get the perfect left tackle or whatever it is that you're looking for, top receiver, and that guy goes down or that guy gets traded or the coach has a heart attack or whatever it is. Now what? Now what? So you can try. I'm with you. It should be more about the Jets need to get their house in order, but this whole notion that you're above playing for a bad team, that's why you're the first overall pick.
That's why
there's a draft. The draft is usually bad teams need the most help. So we flip the order. We don't allow the best player to go to the best team. Do you want to go to Kansas City and not play? Or go to Baltimore and not play? This is mind-boggling to me.
Well, Rob,
I don't get it, Chris. I don't get it.
I mean, they were saying that about Joe Burrow, shouldn't go to the Bengals.
And he looks great.
He looks great. He looks like a future star. Period. I know it's early, but he looks like he's got the goods. All right. Even Baker Mayfield had the guts to go to Cleveland. We're not saying he's going to be a star, but you know, he went there. And the fact is, Rob, Indianapolis wasn't anything special.
No, that's another good
before
example.
Before Peyton Manning got there.
It wasn't.
Yeah, so I just think, look, like you said, use your leverage to make sure the Jets get their house in order, get a competent coach. But, you know, we could go on down the line, Rob. We mentioned it. New England wasn't anything special. We got a whole generation that's grown up, you know, thinking the Patriots are this incredible football franchise, which they have been the last 20 years.
But before that,
before Tom Brady, they weren't at all. And so, yeah, go to the Jets, turn them around, be great, and he won't regret it. You know that, Rob, in New York. All right, an hour left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.